Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Welcome to Recovering Gleek, a podcast for all of your complicated feelings about the TV show Glee.
You wake up, it's raining and it's Monday. Looks like it's one of those rough days. Time's up, you're late again, so go mini-sode, go mini-sode.
Shout out to Hannah Montana for recording that absolute bop.
Thanks, Hannah.
And shout out to Friend of the Cod Past. Come on, All Red. Shout out to Friend of the Podcast, Taylor, for suggesting it.
Thanks, Taylor. Okay, before we start, I've got announcement. Happy birthday to you.
Oh my, what? Who?
Happy birthday to you.
I'm blushing. What?
You.
Hello?
Happy birthday, dear.
What?
Ian.
Alex Allred.
Yesterday it was your birthday, Ian. Happy birthday to you. Sunday, May 22nd is Ian Allred's birthday, but this episode will come out a day later. Woo! Happy birthday!
Wow. Thank you, friend. Thank you.
You're welcome.
On channel 4.
I swear we had a bunch of those when I was growing up that we would just like go like over and over and over and over and over. Like we would keep going like in 32 on channel 2. That's a bad rhyme because it's 2 and 2. But I don't remember what we did.
And a stinky poo on channel 2.
Oh, yeah, right on TV for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Happy
I've seen
birthday.
That before.
Oh my Thank God. Another you. Year older, another year wiser. How do you feel?
Older and wiser, baby.
I'm certain. You look older and wiser. I'm kidding.
I feel like I'm no longer in my mid 20s, and that's gross.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because in my mind, I'm in my early 20s still, and that's.
I know.
We left that 5 years ago.
I know. I fully, like, I'm, you know, absolutely mid 20s. I'm early 20s. I'm a child. I'm a baby girl. I'm not mid 20s. So I totally get that. Ugh, my gosh. Happy birthday.
Ooh, thank you.
By the time you listen to this, Ian and I will have gotten pizza.
We will. We will have wandered around to call what part of Greenwich?
Greenwich
and
Village.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Hooray.
I don't want to reveal too much on the
I'm
pod
excited.
Because we're coming at you from the past.
That's true. You can't reveal what's going
to
happen.
Yeah. Ian's never been to Greenwich Village, and I have been at least twice.
Heck yeah.
Well, let's get into this birthday mini-sode. Do you have any birthday wishes you'd like to share with the crowd?
Oh, God. Do I have birthday wishes I'd like to share with the crowd? My birthday wish... Hello, everyone. My name is Ian Allred, and my birthday wish is that all of you continue to listen to the podcast, because we love you all so much, and also that all of your friends and everyone you've ever met also listens to the podcast.
Yeah, totally.
Frankly, my big birthday wish came true yesterday, 2 days ago for when this... No, 3 days ago for when this is dropping, but yesterday for when it's being recorded, which is that Glee is coming back to streaming in America.
Literally best birthday present ever for you.
Yeah, a birthday present to me personally.
Yeah, absolutely. Just in time for Pride. Happy birthday.
Exactly. And I genuinely think that that's intentional. I think Disney
no, totally.
Really said,
they were waiting
capital
for
A,
pride.
Ally.
Totally.
Be who you
it's
are
rainbow
for
capitalism.
Your pride. Don't hide. Watch Glee now streaming on Hulu and Disney+.
Be
Plus.
Who you are for your pride. Oh my God. I literally, last year, all June, Ian and I could not stop singing that song. And it's going to start again.
We also kept quoting the TikTok, A Pigeon at Pride.
Oh my God. We like taught a child.
Yes,
to, like,
queen slay. throw some bread. I see you throwing that glitter. But how about you throw some bread?
We literally were so obsessed with it. We like had a child in our lives that we like made say throw some bread, and then we would make him throw bread.
That TikTok is so funny. Throw some bread. I see a lot of jock straps. You know what I don't see? Is bread.
Oh my god, I haven't thought about that in so long. That is so funny.
Truly one god. Of my favorite TikToks of all time. It's so, so funny. So pitch good. At
pride. I see you throwing that glitter. Throw some bread.
Throw some bread. Without bread. Without bread. It is in pride.
Bread. It is in pride. That is so funny.
Been saying that for years. So glad to finally have the bread at pride representation.
That is so funny. You know what we got to do this year? Go what? To pride with a loaf of bread.
And with share, bread to throw out share to the, with pigeons.
I know exactly. What they go through. I saw a TikTok.
Well, I'm also a mini Gleek, everyone.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? I'm a birthday friend, meaning it's not my birthday, but I'm here to celebrate my birthday friend. But I'm a mini Gleek, and my name is Lena Knatzer.
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo. Are you ready to get into this mini-sode birthday boy?
Heck yeah, birthday friend.
Yay! Okay, perfect. It sounded like I was going to say purr. I wish I was. Okay, purr. I was going to say perfect. I'm not that cool to say purr, but okay, purr. Let's start with Yanula.
Hello, my beautiful Ian and Lena. I hope you're both doing so, so well. As I stated a few months ago, I am actively re-listening to the entire podcast from start to finish. I started this because I'm driving from Ohio to Disney World in literally 2 days, and I wanted to make sure I had something to listen to, LOL. For non-United States humans, that drive is 14 hours long, and your girl needs entertainment. I haven't sent anything in for these few months simply because, you know, I was super behind. However, there is one thing I noticed during minisodes, which makes this message not for our podcast hosts. Hello, beautiful recovering Gleeks. I noticed at least once an episode, one of you humans writes at the end of your email or says at the end of your voice message, Wolf, remember when that was a thing? That you're sorry for rambling or sorry for making this long. You have no reason to be sorry. I know for such a long time that you had to apologize for taking up space, for being seen. You are literally being asked for your thoughts and opinions. Lena and Ian want to hear what you think. I want to hear what you think. The hundreds of people, thousands, unsure how many people listen to the pod, want to hear what you think. You deserve to take up space. Don't apologize for taking what you deserve. Trust and believe. That was such a hard thing for me to understand and learn. And woof, do I have to learn that lesson time and time again, but it's true. I love you all. Even if I don't know you, I know that we at least have two things alike, Glee and this podcast. And everyone who loves this podcast is family, and I love my family. You deserve to take up space, it's true, and I love you. As of Friday, May 20th at 11:43 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am on Minisode 60. I'll see you soon, guys. I hope you have been well. Cannot wait to hear about your New York dreams. Yanula, she, her, hers from Ohio. P.S. During Minisode 53, when you read my email, dang, you two said my name so well. I'm so proud. Great job. You're basically Greek.
Yay!
How embarrassing would it be if we butchered your name this time?
I know. And that's what I think why I stumbled in the beginning, because I was like, I know that that she complimented the way we said her name. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I don't want to say it wrong. Okay. Literally, you guys, Ian and I have chatted about this before in the past. And I'm so glad that Yanula brought it up, because I completely agree with every single word. I love the way she put it. Like, there's no reason to apologize at all. At all. Like, your messages, I'll read them forever. I don't care how long they are. And especially, like, this space is for you, and I want you to feel an ownership of it, and I want you to feel like you don't have to apologize for being here. We love that you're here. I love reading your emails. I love reading all the emails, like, including and especially the ones that aren't chosen for the minisodes. You do not have to apologize at all. And I'm really grateful for you, Nuala, for sending in this message. Just to, like, bring this up in a conversation that you don't have to apologize to us at all.
Yeah, we love hearing from you guys.
Absolutely.
Truly, like, one of my favorite things is when I get on the train to go to work and I have unread emails from this mm-hmm. podcast. I can just spend my commute to work reading them. It's great. Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, thank you, Nuala, for this message. See you soon when you catch up.
Yeah,
and also
absolutely.
Have so much fun in freaking Disney World. I'm very jealous.
Gosh. Long drive.
Tell it I say hello and I miss it.
Yeah, tell the Epcot ball I said, call me.
For real.
I just love this message. Thank you so much for it. Up next, we have a message from Maya.
Hi, Ian and LPC. All right, so I've been holding on to this for almost 3 years. I thought I was going to take it to my grave, but now that you've gotten to the episode, I figured it's now or never to confess. In July of 2019, I fully ran a stoplight and T-boned someone because I was jamming hard to centerfold / hot in here. Thankfully, the person I hit was fine, and physically I was okay, but mentally I will never recover. I can't believe this is the song that caused that accident. It's not the worst song from the show, but it's certainly not the best. If it had been River Deep Mountain High, then that would make sense. But this? I am utterly humiliated and can never enjoy that song again. But whew, I'm happy to finally admit it. Also, Jake and Ryder flexing for each other. Can you say, huh, gay? Thanks for letting me confide in you. Love you both. Maya, she, her. Maya, I remember both songs that I was listening to during the two car accidents I have got in my illustrious driving career. Mm-hmm. One of them is frankly not embarrassing, so like, who cares? The other one I would dare say is just as embarrassing as this, if not more so. I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast. I got in like a pretty bad car accident a few years ago while listening to Barbara 2.0 from the musical Beetlejuice. And it was so bad that like my car stopped working after the accident. And I can't hear that song without just the mental image of me like so shell-shocked sitting in my car unsure of what to do and like who to call and all of that stuff, with just in the background Carrie Butler's voice going 6 feet below, oh, 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 oh. Literally, I saw Beetlejuice this last week. A friend of mine took me for my birthday, and that when it got to that song, I leaned over and was like, I was listening to this song when I got in a car accident. It just truly, those songs stay with you. They mm-hmm. stay with you. Mm-hmm. Man.
Oh my gosh. And not hot in here / centerfold. That's so silly. Like, what? I'm so sorry that happened. And also, this song is just fun enough that I'm sorry it got ruined for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maya, I'm eternally grateful that you trusted us with this information, us along with our podcast listeners. I'm really grateful you shared it with us. I'm glad you both were okay, too. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love hearing that. But oh my gosh. Angel is a centerfold. Angel is a centerfold. So fun.
Shoot.
Maya, thanks so much. Up next, we have a message from Abby.
Greetings, LPC and Ian. In honor of the Survivor Winners at War equivalent of RuPaul's Drag Race premiering this Friday, I wanted to ask y'all, mostly Lena, because I know Ian doesn't watch Drag Race. What? Wait, does Ian not watch Drag Race? What a fake gay. That's embarrassing for him.
That is true.
It honestly is something that I'm self-conscious about sometimes.
Well, there's always time. There's always time. There's new seasons coming out every day. I swear to God.
That's frankly what you just said is one of the reasons I've never watched it, because there's so much. I'm a person who has a hard time diving in just from where it's at. Hence why over the pandemic, I watched all 40 seasons of Survivor so that I could be properly into Survivor and get all the references.
Sure.
And so I'm like, if I'm going to watch Drag Race, I'm going to start from the beginning. But there's so many seasons that, like, who has that kind of time?
And they're all like, you do. You've watched more Survivor than there is. You've watched more Survivor than there is Drag Race. That's true.
Because
that's the truth.
I was watching Survivor during a pandemic when I was working for DoorDash and I couldn't leave the house.
It's still a pandemic.
It is a pandemic, but I now have a job and I have this podcast and I have other stuff going on in my life. Okay.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
So I wanted to ask y'all, but mostly Lena, to match up the Rue girls with who would correspond to the Glee characters, a la Jan describing herself as the Rachel Berry of drag and then performing a Rachel Berry parody character in All-Star 6. There's at least six All-Star seasons. I can't do this.
Oh my God. Fine, then don't. Then continue to be self-conscious about it, all right? My God.
My only input is that I firmly believe Alyssa Edwards is Sugar Mata, but feel free to disagree. Go piss, girl. Abby, she, they.
Amazing. Okay, so obviously, Jansport did the character, but I am going to think of it as a little bit of, there's a challenge that happens in a lot of seasons of Drag Race, where they will bring in a group of people. Sometimes it's like members of their families. One time it was like queer veterans. One time it was, like the cast of, what's that TV show called? Little Women LA?
Glee.
No. Yeah, little of the cast of Little Women LA. And this is if I was thinking we could do a thought experiment of if the New Directions came in and a bunch of drag queens had to induct one of them into their drag family. Also, like, kind of who their favorite drag queen might be. That's what I'm thinking. Okay.
Okay.
So... okay, I agree. Obviously, Jansport is the Rich Berry of drag. We know this. Starting with Kurt. I think Kurt loves... maybe I should, like, look up these characters. Or do you want to look them up while I... or you don't have to do that. Doesn't matter. I was going to, like, look them up and show you a picture of them. Or would that be kind of boring?
I'm already looking them up.
You're looking them up? Okay, perfect. Yeah. Okay. Kurt loves Sasha Velour. Sasha Velour is...
okay, I see that.
Amazing. And then I also think that Kurt and Blaine really bond over going to concerts with Jinx Monsoon and Ben De La Creme. They do concerts together. They're both, like, very funny. They're very musical. They're very theatrical. And they do concerts a lot together. They do a lot of, like, TV together. Like, you know, movies together. They do a lot of, like, scripted stuff together. Okay.
Yes, 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 yes.
That's what I think about that. So, Mercedes Jones. I think her favorite drag queen would be Shea Coulee. Shea Coulee. She is on this current season. She won her season, and now she's on the Oops All Winners season. And she is, like, beautiful, statuesque, model-esque, beautiful, incredible, like, just, like immaculate as a person. And I think Mercedes would be obsessed with that. Santana Lopez. This is the one I want you to know, this drag queen. Santana Lopez's drag mom would be Bianca Del Rio Point blank.
I know who that is.
Exactly. Bianca Del Rio is clown drag, but she mostly is, like, quick-witted and mean and, like is always, like, roasting people and is so funny and talented and amazing and also, like, so glamorous. I love Bianca Del Rio. Okay. I think Tina would be obsessed with Gottmik. I love Gottmik. Okay, Gottmik did for their impression. They all have to like do an impression for a challenge. Mm-hmm. They did Paris Hilton, and that made me love Gottmik. Also, Gottmik is just everything, and I think Tina would really love Gottmik's style. And then,
yes.
I think Mike Chang would love Coco Montrese. Coco Montrese is maybe my favorite drag queen. And Coco Montrese is like a pageant drag, but also like the best lip sync performer you've ever seen in your whole life. I think Mike Chang would really love that. Brittany S. Pierce. I'll go quickly. Brittany S. Pierce would love, I think, the House of Edwards, but mostly Laganja Estranja. Laganja Estranja is like big dancer. She's got big energy. She has, you know, she is like high all the time. That's her whole thing. And she's just very funny, very cool, very awesome. I think Brittany would have a blast with Laganja Estranja. Quinn, I think, would love straight up lesbians lover Trixie Mattel. I think Quinn would be obsessed with Trixie Mattel. I think, like everything about Trixie's whole vibe, I think Quinn would really get with. Unique. Unique loves Shangela. I know it, and maybe it's just because she quoted Shangela that one time, but I just feel like Unique would fully like love Shangela. That's what, I don't know. And then Finn, I was like, should I not do other characters? I kind of stopped at Unique and I was like, we're done with that. But I was like, I'll keep going. I think Finn would love Ginger Minge. Ginger Minge is like she calls herself like a toad. Like she is just like, I think Finn would like very much identify with her humor. She's super funny. I love Ginger Minge. And then Puck, I think would really, really like Dia Betty. So D-I-Y-A Betty. She was just on this last season and people kind of gave her a lot of shit. She was kind of mean. And I think she was kind of mean, but she was also like, so good. And like her drag is very punk. Her drag is very punky. And I think Puck would really dig that. So, and I was like, I'm going to put in some adults here too. I think Sue Sylvester, in the season that was Rolaskatox versus Jinx, I think she's a big Jinx hater. And I think she loves Rolaskatox. Rolaskatox was an alliance in that season. I think it's season 5. I could be making sure. I'm not entirely sure, but it's just three queens who were kind of like, we're much better than you. And they were very good. And then Jinx ended up winning. You know what I mean? But I think she was team Rolaskatox specifically. I think, and then during, All-Stars when Rolaskatox got back, I think she wanted Detox to win All-Stars. Emma Pillsbury, her favorite drag queen. I think Emma Pillsbury would canonically be obsessed with Drag Race. Like, I think Drag Race is absolutely her full jam. And I think Gigi Good is her favorite drag queen. Gigi Good is like a big fashion girl. She makes all of her clothes. She's very cute. And I think Emma would just be absolutely obsessed with Gigi Good. I think Sebastian St. James would be obsessed with Adore Delano. I can't put my finger quite on it.
Do you mean Jesse St. James?
Yeah. Who did I say?
I think you said Sebastian St. James.
Oh, because I have Sebastian on here too. But Jesse St. James would be obsessed with Adore Delano. Adore Delano is a big singer, but she's also like so funny and like, I don't know. Her whole vibe is so awesome. And I think Jesse St. James would just be obsessed with it. And then the last person I have on here, I have Sebastian, just because I was, you know, chatting about it with my roommate. And we think that Sebastian would love Willem the most. Willem is, has been on Drag Race and like openly speaks like about how they really didn't enjoy their time on Drag Race and is like, hosts an internet show where they roast people and are like really mean. It's very funny. I love Willem. I'm a big Willem fan. And that's who I have. I probably forgot a character. I probably forgot a drag queen, but that was just off the top of my head. If I was to pair a drag queen with the New Directions are, that's who I would pick. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And that's what I did. Abby, I hope that was sufficient. I absolutely agree that Alyssa Edwards and Sugar would absolutely, they're two sides of the same coin, bro. So I love this message. I love talking about Drag Race. There's a new season happening where it's like the Oops All Winners season. And it's do you have Paramount Plus?
Yes, I do.
It's on Paramount Plus. It's very good. Obviously, there's like stuff going on that I don't know that you would understand just because like,
well, I don't they have so much
history, but it's really good.
I don't want to make the same mistake I made with Survivor, where the first season I watch is the winter season and it retroactively spoils like a ton of seasons.
I hear that. I absolutely hear that. But it's also like, get on that shit or watch it. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to like keep things spoiler free when they came out 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Abby, yeah. Thanks so much for this question. If other people have any other thoughts, I'd love to hear them. You can email them to me, bro. Up next, we have a message from Nia.
Hey, Ian and LPC. My name is Nia. My pronouns are she, her. I'm 15 and I'm from Pakistan, but I live in Dubai.
International listener!
Before I get into how I feel about this episode, I just wanted to tell you how much I love the podcast and how much of a comfort it was to hear people be as emotionally invested in a show as I am. Considering my friends were probably sick of hearing me say, oh my gosh, this song was on Glee. Also, the first ever pod episode came out on my birthday, so I feel like it was fate. Nia, that means you also share a birthday with Leah Michelle.
Yeah.
Triple fate, baby, which was not intentional. We did not realize it was Leah Michelle's birthday when we dropped that episode.
Happy birthday.
Okay, so on to Naked. This truly is one of my favorite season 4 episodes. It is so funny, has some really cute bits, and really reminds me of season 1 Glee, aka Quinn, Santana, and Rachel all being gay together on stage.
Yeah.
But the way they handled Sam's body image issues always made me uncomfortable. Trigger warning for body image and EDs in general, as well as mild season 5 spoilers ahead. Sam is my favorite character of all time, and the way his issues are never fully resolved really upsets me. In season 2, when he was introduced, immediately in Rocky Horror, we already heard about the amount of concerning diets and workout routines he put himself through. But obviously, because he was new, Glee didn't care and moved past it just like they did with his dyslexia. Then this episode happened, and then his plot in season 5 about needing to starve himself to be a model happened. I would have loved if it was a continuous journey through multiple episodes or seasons like Kurt's bullying or Marley's struggles, but they really just tossed it under the rug until the issues were convenient to use again. Even after this episode, Cord Overstreet is still exploited for his body by the show, and they don't listen to their own advice, which isn't surprising at all considering it's from the terror that is Ryan Murphy. Anyways, this is way too long. That's all I have to say. Love Sam, love you guys, and love the bit in Hot in Here when one of the cheerleaders tried to spray tan Jake. As a person of color, I cackled violently. Anyways, love listening to you guys. I'm doing my GCSEs right now, which for Americans are extremely massive British school board exams that go on for around 2 months and you prepare for 2 years, and they determine whether you move on in the school system, so slay! And listening to you guys has really brought some joy into the exam stress. Consensual kisses on your foreheads, Nia. Nia, good luck on your exams. Yeah. One of the great joys of my life is that I'll never have to take an exam again. So my heart really goes out to you.
Yeah. I love this message and I absolutely agree. I think this could have been, and I think we talked about it a little bit when Rocky Horror was happening too. This is there. It's such a throwaway thing, and it absolutely could have been like an opportunity to talk about, you know, something that affects people, and affects young teenagers especially. And I think the jokes that they make enable a lot of like behavior in its watchers that like I think is. You know, the ramifications of that are endless. And I think this show with its, young viewership has like a responsibility to either don't fully say that or like treat it with some respect. And I do think that this episode, obviously I think they're treating it with respect, but I think I totally agree. I wish this could have been like an ongoing thing with him. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, frankly, this speaks to Glee's inconsistency. Yeah. I am like, at least it got brought up three times.
I know. And that's the thing is I'm like trying to rationalize it in my head. I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. They brought it up three times. But it's also like, you know, how many seasons were in between that? Like how many episodes were in between that? How many things, how many like, you know, I don't know. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting thought. And I think, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's also the same with Sam, you know, being homeless for a while and being the breadwinner for his family. And then, like, he left his family to come back to McKinley and who even knows where he's living
who
now.
Who even knows where it's, he's living, yeah.
It's they... He's one of those characters that they just like don't care to consistently flesh out. And now that, you know, season four is happening, he is getting more of a limelight. But you're so right, Nia. All of these like life events that he is going through just get brought up when it's convenient to the plot. And then they're like, okay, and just kind of forget that that's happening because we want to focus on these other school plots. So like, whatever. Yeah, totally. Sam is fine. Don't worry about Sam. And then a plot, they'll find a plot thread in there for one episode and they'll be like, okay, now let's be worried about Sam for this one episode and then forget about being worried about Sam again after this episode is over.
Yeah. Which like at a base level is just like, you know, bad practice for storytelling, you know, and at its worst, it is like damaging, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Nia, I really appreciate this message. Good luck on your GCSEs. Honestly, every time I hear about those, they give me stress and I never even had to take them. So my heart goes out to you. Up next, we have a message from Vicky.
Hola, Ina, Leanin. This episode was cute. I agree that Finn is a way better director than raggedy-ass William Schuster. Also, why do they dress unique like she's 40? They are doing my girl dirty. We all know she would serve looks. After discovering the fact that Rachel Berry is underage, I feel like that topless plotline makes everything even more gross. Barf. I want you two to play a game I created called ABC Glee. These are the following rules. 1. First, you must play a game of rock, paper, scissors to determine who goes first. The winner of the rock, paper, scissors game can elect to go second if they do not want to go first. 2. Next, each player must go back and forth quickly and correlate a letter of the alphabet with something Glee related, i.e. player 1, A is for auditorium, player 2, B is for Blaine, etc. Each player has 5 or 10 seconds to think of a word related to their respective letter. If a person cannot think of a Glee related word on time, then the other player gets a point. Taking a shot each time you lose is optional, but it does make the game much more fun and challenging when you're tipsy. You may use character names, first or last, landmarks on the show, character catchphrases, etc. The game is completed once you successfully go from A to Z. Once completed, tally up your points to see who wins. Have fun. P.S. You can even modify the next rounds to make them more challenging. For instance, after completing the first game, the second game of ABC Glee could be tailored to your liking, i.e. only giving answers for songs featured on Glee. Player 1, A is for All By Myself. Player 2, B is for Beautiful. Player 1, C is for Confessions, etc. You don't have to go through all the letters on your show, by the way. I understand that you have time restraints. I would love for you to try it out. Much love. Besitos consentidos. Vampires Victoria, the Houston Hottie.
Yeah, Houston Hottie. Okay. We should play a couple rounds of this.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay, we got the same thing. Let's go again. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay, you get to pick. You beat me with rock.
I'll go first. Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All By Myself.
Okay, All By Myself. B is for Blaine Anderson.
C is for Chang.
D is for Dalton Academy.
E is for Everybody All Together.
What is that? Just the fact they all meet together. Sure, sure.
I don't know.
F is for friendship. No, that's too vague.
Well, I did Everybody All Together.
That's great. We'll call vague. That a draw. We'll call ENF a draw, and now we can't do that. You gotta go fast.
G is for glamorous. Kurt.
H is for holiday specials.
I is for Ian Allred, host of Recovering Gleek, a Colonna Gleek podcast.
L is for Lena Knatzer, host of Recovering Gleek, podcast.
You skipped J and K.
Oh my gosh. How did I get from I to L?
Yeah, I don't know.
Literally in my mind. So that's going to be my L. But J is for Jingle Bell Rock, which they have performed on this show.
K is for Kurt.
L is for Lena Knatzer, yeah. Co-host of Recovering Gleek, Colonna Glee podcast. I don't know the alphabet, everyone.
M is for Mom Quinn. She's found.
N is for Nene Leakes, who plays Ross Washington.
O is for oh god. I'll take that. I don't know.
Okay.
What would be O?
P is for Pavarotti Protocol.
Q. Q is for Quinn.
R is for Rachel Berry.
S is for Sam Evans.
T is for Tina Cohen Chang.
U is for Unique.
V is for Vixens. No.
Is the Vixen someone?
Vampire. Because
Vampiress, the Houston Hottie.
No, yes, Vampiress Victoria, but also because Figgins thought that Tina was a vampire.
Yeah, that's
true. Are we counting that or no?
That counts. Are you kidding?
Okay.
W is William McKinley High.
Heck yeah.
That was clutch.
X is xenophobia because Sue is xenophobic.
Not xenophobia. That's really funny. Oh, Y is for you think this is hard? I'm passing a gallstone as we speak. That's hard. A kidney stone, that's what it was.
Shoot. Z is for the zeitgeist because it was part of the cultural zeitgeist. I got X and Z.
Yeah. You do not want to not start in zits. They're teens. They have those.
They have, because Sue makes that joke about when she takes her to the Glee Club in season one, she says, Glee Clubbers, for those of you whose hearing isn't impaired from massive amounts of Accutane.
So funny.
Are we counting zits?
That counts.
Honestly,
oh my God,
it's
teenagers.
A bit of a reach. I'll give you the point if you want.
No, that's okay. We should play again sometime. I mean, you skipped J and K, and I couldn't think of anything for O, right?
Do you want to do a speed round and reverse the letters? So
no,
I'll start?
But yeah. Yeah, sure.
Okay. A is for Anderson, comma Blaine.
B is for Blaine, comma Anderson.
C is for Christmas, for the Christmas specials.
D is for Doc Martens, Tina Cohen Chang wears this.
E is for E is for Lena getting a point right now.
Yes. F is for father, because Finn could be a father in season one.
Yeah.
There's a couple fathers in the mix.
G is for Grant Gustin.
Oh, yeah, that's good. H is for halter tops.
I is for Isla Bonita. That's the name that...
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, that... What is his name? Ricky Martin sings.
Yeah. J is for Jake Puckerman.
K K is for knuckle sandwich. Because Azemio's gonna give him a knuckle sandwich.
Wait, who's Azemio's friend? Who's Azemio's friend?
Oh, Karofsky. Kason Karofsky.
Funny you thought about Azemio.
I don't know, man. I don't
know. L is for Lima Heights adjacent.
M is for Mata, comma sugar.
Yes. N is for Nebraska, a neighboring state? Question mark. Is that a neighboring state to Ohio? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know if we're in the Midwest, you guys.
It's also in the Midwest. I know that.
Yeah.
O is for on my own. Pretending.
P is for Purple Piano Project. Good one.
I mean, God, Q has amazing. To be Queen B. Quinn. Is there like anything else with Q?
Queer?
I don't know. Queer. Q is for queer because the show is so queer.
That, yeah. A queer icon, Glee. R is for Rod. You did Rod Remington. Fuck.
No, I did not.
You didn't? Oh, no. I do Rod Remington. What did you do that reference Rod Remington last time?
Nothing. Did I reference Rod Remington? Do I not remember?
I don't remember.
I did Rachel Berry for R.
Oh, well, then I say Rod Remington.
Great. For S, I'm doing Sadie Hawkins.
For T,
Did you do Sadie Hawkins?
No.
Okay,
I'm
doing Sadie Hawkins. I don't know.
I don't remember. Santana, hopefully. Maybe not. T, I say T-shirt, because Glee sells T-shirts at their concerts.
Heck yeah. You, I'm doing unpretty, comma, slash pretty.
Oh, good. Good one.
I mean, comma, pretty slash.
Oh, did you say Vicky? Like, co-host of... Rod
no, I
Remington?
Absolutely did not. I said Vixens, and then
Vixens.
I gave you the point.
What the fuck? Why am I trying to figure out where you said Rod Remington? I need to relax. Okay, V, I say va-va-voom. I don't know.
One of my favorite Glee lines, va-va-voom.
I could take a point.
W is Wednesdays, because that's when this podcast airs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. X for X-ray when Rachel breaks her nose.
Oh my gosh, why is for Yanula? Because she sent us an email today about Glee.
Mm-hmm. Z is for Ziggy Stardust because the episode Gliggy Glee Dust, and they did a whole like Ziggy Stardust number. Remember that one, you guys?
Yeah, that was one of my favorite episodes. Gliggy Glee Dust, what a good episode.
Gliggy Glee Dust.
Well,
amazing.
That's ABC Glee, baby.
That was fun as fuck. We're going to play that all the time.
That was very fun. All right. Well, that's your minisode, except for our favorite game, the relative pitch game. So let's get into it.
For I think I went first naked. Last week.
Probably.
Naked. Perfect.
For Naked, we got Torn, the Natalie Imbruglia version, Centerfold / Hot in Here by the J. Gels Band and Nelly, A Thousand Years by Katrina Perry featuring Steve Casey, Let Me Love You
Kazee.
By Neo. Kazee. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Love Song by Sarah Bareilles, and This Is the New Year by Great Big World. I'm pretty sure I actually went first last week, I think.
Okay, then I'll go first this week.
Because I think I did No Scrubs, and then you wanted to do Locked Out of Heaven,
oh,
but I
yes,
didn't give it to you.
I remember. Okay, perfect. I'll go first this week. What am I singing?
Do Love Song. Do some Sarah Bareilles.
Yes, thanks. Oh my God. I saw Sarah Bareilles in...
Oh, that's right.
Like, on the first streets, she was going to the same show that I was. We both went and saw... For Colored Girls Who Consider Suicide. Oh my God. Literally, you guys, she was standing like right behind me in line. I like shit my pants. I took lots of vlog clips of my reaction to it. So if you're a patron, you'll see me freak the fuck out. Okay. Here it is. Head under. Nope. Head on. Nope. What? But they tell me to breathe easy for a while, but breathing gets harder. Even I know that.
So, Head Underwater is E to C sharp to B.
Head underwater,
You were a half step flat if I was right. But there's a possibility that I was wrong. And if so, I'll do a little insert here. Beep. And if you didn't hear an insert, you were a half step flat.
Okay, great. Or if you put in an insert making fun of me. You go, ha, idiot.
True.
Always are doing that. Loser. Okay, what do I want you to sing? Okay. I want you to sing... okay, I'm going to give you a choice because it's your birthday. Oh my God. What do you want to sing?
No, you have to tell me.
Okay, can I give you two?
Yeah, and I'll choose between the two.
Torn or Centerfold / Hot in Here?
You know I want to sing Torn. All right. I know you do. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed, lying naked on the floor. Illusions never changed into something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. You're a little late. I'm already torn. Okay, so I'm all out of faith. I did B flat to A flat. Let's find out.
Perfect. Oh, this song.
I am certainly not in the right key. I'm sharp. Yeah, I was a half step sharp. Shoot.
This song rocks. You know what? Say what you feel well about season 4. The songs have all been pretty good. I'm enjoying. I'm going to say every single song.
All been pretty
I'm
going
to say it here and now. Every single song has been the best song that's ever been on the show. I said it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I'm not exaggerating at all. Mm-hmm. My favorite song is Torn. The Natalie and Bregula version performed by Rachel Berry and Rachel Berry.
That honestly, though, that is a pretty good pick.
That is a really good song. It's not my favorite, though. Well, y'all, that is your mini-sode. Thank you all for sending us messages. Thank you all for participating in this conversation with us. Thank you all for listening to the podcast, listening to our thoughts, and listening to us play games and listening to me talk about drag queens for a minute. That was really fun. Thanks for letting me do that. Thanks for being here to celebrate Ian's birthday. If you see this, you better go drop a HBD in the chat. And yeah, have a special treat just for Ian on his B-day today.
Heck yeah.
But that was yesterday. Do you know what I mean? Go get a treat for yourself to celebrate Ian's birthday. That's what I'm saying. Go get a treat.
Love you all. See you here on Wednesday to talk about I'm a diva.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh.
If you have thoughts on diva, send them to us, recoveringgleek@gmail.com.
I so look forward to hearing your thoughts on diva. Have an awesome rest of your week. Here is a mini birthday kiss on your mini birthday forehead. And then here's a kiss for everyone else. That was just for Ian. Bye guys.
Love you all. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Recovering Gleek. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at recoveringgleek_podcast. If you liked our podcast, be sure to leave a review. And tell your friends, please.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 € pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.